North Carolina energy regulators quietly released one of their most significant long-awaited decisions of 2014, just as the year was ending. The State Utilities Commission had spent nearly the entire year reevaluating rules that have allowed a solar energy boom in North Carolina. On Wednesday, the commission decided to leave the rules pretty much intact. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports that's a big win for the solar industry.
Both the solar industry and electric companies proposed changes to the state's rules, but the solar industry was less hopeful about their proposal to expand the rules and more concerned with the power company's proposal to limit them.
It would effectively kill the industry in North Carolina.
That's Joel Olson of solar company O2 Energies back in July. The rules essentially required utilities to buy the power from small solar farms at a set price for up to 15 years. So solar developers knew the price they would get for their product and how long they'd get it for. It's a more generous deal than in most states, and North Carolina has become the fourth largest producer of solar power in the U.S., largely due to small plants using these contracts. Duke Energy and Dominion Power wanted to shorten that contract length to no more than 10 years.
They would pretty much drive anybody that wants to provide any type of solar power out of business.
The chief lending officer at Surrey Bank and Trust, Peter Pequeño, also back in July.
Because the economics don't work. You can't recover your cost, and you can't earn a decent return on your investment.
So solar developers worried a change would mean guys like Pequeño wouldn't lend to them. The utilities also wanted to reduce who could take advantage of that standard contract, down to the federal minimum. Everyone else would have to negotiate a price. The utilities argued these changes would mean a better deal for ratepayers. In a nearly 70-page filing Wednesday, the Utilities Commission wrote that it didn't buy that argument for shrinking the contracts, nor the solar industries for arguing to expand them. The commission ordered both the contract length and who can take advantage of it to remain the same. Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis admits the company didn't get what it asked for. He has a prediction for next year.
I think what we're looking at in 2015 is a big year for solar. I think Duke's going to be building a lot, and other developers will be building a lot too.
That means the solar industry in North Carolina can release a collective sigh of relief. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.